Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance back together on this, the last day of the week here. Come in for a few hours and then take a little weekend break here on ESPN 97.5. Hope you enjoyed my time off. For those of you that didn't miss me, I apologize. I am back now and had a great time. And we are live at Nick's Place. So you can come and see us and watch your World Cup. Nick is open at 7 a.m. today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then he's open again next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 a.m. because World Cup is just getting started. It looks like two countries that I can't even tell you. It looks like, it's Iraq and Monaco? That big rivalry.
Yeah, Monaco, no. No.
Morocco, right?
Oh. This is Egypt and
Egypt and Uruguay.
And Uruguay.
Oh, no one cares.
Uruguay.
And you know what? If I'd have watched the whole thing thinking it was Monaco and Iraq, then I would have been
people
okay.
People care. It has the biter. The biter's going to play. Luis Suarez will be on the field.
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the biter. Yeah.
Luis Suarez is not nice generally ever.
No, he's a great guy.
He is one of the crankier players out there.
Right. Him or Zidane more with the headbutt?
Oh, no. Zidane it was Maserati out there. Was that his name from Italy who got in?
That's a car.
Yeah, but I think that was the player's name, too. Is something like that.
Raheel got in trouble when he kept saying a car on the air. I don't even remember if you remember
Matarazzi.
That.
I don't remember that.
Matarazzi.
What is it?
Matarazzi.
Matarazzi. Matarazzi. Yeah, I remembered it, though. Matarazzi just got in his head and baited him. And Zidane usually was a very level-headed player, and he just lost his cool and headbutted. He was like, out of here.
Beat it.
No good. So World Cup started yesterday. The second match is here. You'll be able to watch all of them at Nick's. Got some Showtime boxing he's going to have here in the building tomorrow if you want to go watch.
Tonight, too. Devin Haney and Mason Menard tonight. You're right.
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Yeah, that's going to be
Saturday, June 6th. Errol Spence Jr. and Carlos Ocampo.
Yep. Hey, and coming up at
No cover.
Coming up at 7:15, Texans coach Bill O'Brien. So we're going to break a little bit early. And OB is going to join us to talk about the Texans, how minicamp went. Deshaun is back. When I was flying in from San Jose yesterday, when I landed and was coming in, I saw Deshaun going out. He had his headphones on, was in a little cart being driven, and I just walked right past him. He was getting ready to fly out of town somewhere. So camp was over. They had their exit interviews yesterday, and then I don't know which is next. I don't think they get back to it until they have the actual camp in West Virginia. I think that does it for here in Houston. So we'll catch up with him. Bernardrick McKinney, inside linebacker, who's turned into a tackle machine for the Texans, got an extension.
$50 million.
Yeah.
A bit more than you thought maybe he would get?
I don't know. I'd have to go look at the league norms, to be honest with you. I don't even know what the norms are.
He's a tackle machine. But probably, not the best guy in pass coverage.
No, they like to rush him.
Yeah.
They'll use him off the edge to rush.
Yeah.
I think he's a thumping inside linebacker, hard hitter, big, old school. And
he can play. He can rush from the outside.
On a third down,
yeah.
you don't want him isolated in coverage. That's a problem. So that's why they drop him down and let him rush sometimes off the edge.
And
I think he's a pretty good football player.
Yeah, and when Whitney went down, that was awfully nice to have a guy who could come off the edge, although there was nothing special about the pass rush. There nothing special about the defense at all last year. But
he really has done a good job of stepping in and taking over what Brian Cushing's role was. I mean, he took it over fairly quickly while Cushing had injuries. And so he's kind of taken over Cushing's role of being the alpha inside linebacker, although Cushing was a little, had some limitations. So does McKinney. But I don't think it really hurts his game.
It is a little surprising, though, where they're given money. Safety is so devalued. Inside linebacker doesn't have the same value.
Typically, it's not valued,
No. And, of course, they gave Lamar some money just a couple of years ago as well. So it's kind of interesting the way that the Texans are spending money, $8 million on Tyrann Mathieu, and then a $50 million deal for Bernardrick McKinney. So, I know what they think of him. Bill O'Brien thinks very highly of Bernardrick McKinney.
Well, I think, absolutely. And I think Mathieu, when you look at Tyrann Mathieu, I don't think that number was, especially for a one-year deal, that's a number for a starting safety. It's just a one-year deal. So it's not, it's not a long-term deal for Mathieu. But, with Andre Hall out, that just puts increased potential, I don't want to say pressure on Mathieu, but it looks like, what it's looking like is Kareem Jackson's going to roll out there into more of a strong safety role, and Matthew's going to handle more free safety. So we'll see how the Texans end up using the rookie Justin Reed, because Justin Reed can do a little bit of both. So Justin Reed could potentially, handle, I think, either role of Kareem's role or Matthew's role, which is going to be nice to have that there. And I think he is going to find some playing time. While you were gone, you know this. O'Brien, whenever he's asked about rookies, he always deflects back to the unit. And he rarely highlights a rookie and talks about how a rookie's doing. I mean, and when he does talk about a rookie, it's usually how they have a long way to go and stuff like that. He was asked about Justin Reed earlier this week, and his comment was, really impressed with his work ethic. He's smart. He said he's been really impressive so far. That is rare when he says that about any rookie. And then you're talking about a third rounder. That kind of tells you that he really thinks very, very highly of how Justin Reed has played. It also may tell you that you could be, looking out for him to get some playing time this year, even if they roll Kareem Jackson to the safety spot now, which I think is going to happen. And a lot of people thought it was going to happen anyway when Aaron Colvin came over, that Kareem would eventually. Because once you re-sign Jonathan Joseph, you got three cornerbacks already.
Yeah, but you still need more. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Kareem could drop down to corner at any time, and Justin Reed maybe slide into safety. So, and we'll see how J.J. plays. Can he stay healthy? I mean, that's been a concern, too, is keeping Jonathan Joseph healthy.
Well, a lot of stuff has happened since I left. A lot of stuff.
Well, Evan Gattis is in the MVP race now. So since you left, Evan Gattis is now in the MVP race.
And by in the MVP race, I think you mean leading.
Yeah, he's now the leading. Since you were gone, Evan Gattis had never had a 5 RBI game. And in back-to-back games, he went 5 RBIs. And that's the first time in Astros history anybody has had 5 RBIs.
Because he's the MVP.
And that's because Evan Gattis is now red hot. For the Astros, the starting pitching has been falling apart. Gerrit Cole gave up 3 runs. Verlander gave up 3 runs.
Yeah.
It is really turning into a nightmare right now for the starters as they continue to give up 3 runs. And the run support's only been 7 runs or more just about every game. So, yes, they're in the middle of an 8-game win streak, but just massive, massive issues there for the starters. They're no longer below 2. Verlander still is below 2.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Of course he is. let's take a break because Bill O'Brien's going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance live at Nick's place.
It's really Bill O'Brien. Is this going to be on a mobile? No, this is
really
Bill
O'Brien.
O'Brien.
All right, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Come out and watch, man. We got all the games on right now starting. And, again, Nick's is open. It's 7 a.m. for you soccer people. you those people can come and watch their games right here, or you can watch the U.S. Open. You can do that as well. We got to talk about that after Bill O'Brien, but Bill O'Brien next.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Look, the crowd is already showing up. You want to watch soccer? I don't know why you would want to do that. But if you do, then come to Nick's Place. It's normally, you know, for people who like, you know, like real sports, like football and baseball and basketball. But, you know, if you like, if you're like European or something and you want to come over to Nick's Place, he does have Europe over there where you can watch all of the soccer, that soccer thing going on. That's cool. If you want to watch golf,
plenty of people watch.
Who
World
are those
Cup
people?
Soccer. A lot of people.
Yeah. Are they the same people that come here and watch wrestling?
No, I don't think it's necessarily
I'm
the same crowd.
Probably pretty sure. Some, and you know what he
there'll
does?
There'll be some Venn diagram overlap.
And you know what he fills up for? All right? Rumble in the Cage or whatever it's called. Wrestling is. You know what? And he fills this place up for that. So
yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. Even if you like soccer, this is a place to come. This week, Nick has got it. It's a whole different place. It's all about soccer for these weekends, but you also got the U.S. Open. You can come and watch. You also got your Astros baseball. Eight in a row. Eight straight wins by our team, despite the fact that the starting pitching is falling apart.
Yeah. We're waiting for Bill O'Brien. We'll have him here in just a second. As far as the Astros are concerned, you know, you talked about this, and I know somebody –
oh,
okay.
Oh,
well, let's stop right now. Let's bring on the head coach of the Houston Texans, Bill O'Brien. And, Coach, first of all, thank you for taking the time to join us here. Lance Zierlein here, John Granato over there. You guys are done with camp. You had your exit day yesterday. And when I was flying in from San Jose yesterday, Deshaun Watson was leaving town. And I've been keeping track of what's going on from the transcripts. I always I think you provide some pretty good information on those interviews. And when you talk about Deshaun Watson, from the very outset, you've talked about preparation. You've talked about his approach. Was there a lot of room to improve for him or any room to improve in terms of his approach and preparation from his rookie season to year two?
That's a good question, Lance. Happy to be on with you guys. You know, I think the one thing – whether you call it improvement or, you know, just settling in, meaning, you know, your rookie year when you come in here, you're trying to figure out everything from how to get to the stadium to, you know, when the breakfast opens to when meetings start to when practice starts, all those things. So I think going into your second year, you're able to really refine your approach. His overall mindset is an excellent one. I mean, he's a guy that is a very serious worker. He takes his job very seriously. He's got a really good presence about him. He's in the building at 6 a.m. He's staying late to get things done. And I think he's really improved in his knowledge of our offense and his knowledge of, you know, defenses that we're going to have to face.
Bill O'Brien here with us on ESPN 97.5. Coach John Granato here. How are you?
Good, John. How you doing?
Doing great, man. So, staying with Deshaun, I hear so much this offseason, well, teams are going to adjust, you know, after that first year because he played so well those first six games. How much adjustment do you guys – do you see adjustment when you're facing a quarterback for the second time? How much did you learn from that first time, and how much do you adjust?
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I think that definitely, you know, guys will study film, and there'll be different approaches to how people defense us. But, you know, I also think that when you have a guy like Deshaun, you can be really creative. And so, you know, what we did last year, of course, you know, the foundation of it will never change. You know, our verbiage and, you know, the way that we communicate with each other on the field. But there's a lot of different things that you know, that we didn't even get to last year that we were able to work on this year. And hopefully, you know, hopefully we'll be able to execute those as a high, at a high level this coming fall.
You know, I think it's pretty interesting when we talk about adjustments, because we've seen two coaches, and one in Gary, well, let's just say Gary Kubiak, and then you came in, Coach, and you got kind of different approaches, where Gary Kubiak's from the old school, hey, we're going to do what we do, we'll do it out of multiple personnel groupings, but we're primarily execution-based, and you, and what you do, a lot of what you do is saying, hey, we're not going to let you get a good feel, and I know my dad used to tell me that about dealing with Bill Belichick defenses, is that you never, ever saw the same blitz packages twice. Like, watching tape was irrelevant for your preparation. So you guys like to, you know, and I think a lot more of the league likes to try to win by making changes and not allowing defenses to have that feel going into a game. Can you talk about that approach and trying to create something new every single week?
Well, you know, because of your background and, you know, obviously yourself and your dad, you have a knowledge of the history of this league. And you know, one of the things, Lance, about what you said is both approaches have won Super Bowls. You know, both approaches work. And so I think our approach is we do have things that we are going to do. I mean, there's going to be things from a week-to-week basis in all three phases that, you know, we do what we do, but we're also very much of a game plan oriented offense, defense, and special teams with Brad Seeley here now. So, you know, I think we try to take advantage of things that really look at our player strengths versus who we're going against and how do we match that up in the best way possible. And so it's a lot of fun to game plan for a guy like Deshaun, for instance, on offense, because, you know, you can do some different things with him. The fact of the matter is the guy has to be able to throw, and that's the one thing that all these quarterbacks have to possess is the ability to throw the ball accurately, and that's what he has. And then you add all the other things in, and you're able to create a pretty good offense.
Bill O'Brien with us here on ESPN 97.5 live from Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Coach, I want to talk to you about a little bit about non-football-related issues. We got Andre Hall now, and that's – you know, that's terrible. You've had, David Quisenberry already in that. You've had to deal with that as well. The Bob McNair stuff, the kneeling and whatnot, the Rick Smith stuff, all the speculation about your job last year, the hurricane. You know, I know every coach has to deal with non-football-related issues.
Lot.
That's right. That's it. And when you took over, that's a lot. It seems like you got a lot more than a lot of other coaches on your plate non-football-wise. Did you realize or did you think it would be this much non-football when you took the job?
I think when you're an assistant coach, and this isn't any fault of any assistant coach. Anybody that has never been a head coach, you really don't know what being a head coach entails until you actually sit in the seat. And look, there's things that come up every single day. I mean, when I started as a head coach, I was at Penn State. You know, that was a different situation, and then I felt like that. Gave me some decent preparation to be able to come here and be the head football coach. And, yeah, we've dealt with different things. But the bottom line here is, guys, like, we've had a good core group of players here every year. We really have. I mean, you know, we've had guys that really believe in the cause of what we're trying to do. And, you know, I look at our team right now, and I just, I really appreciate the way that they worked. I mean, it was a grind. This 9-week offseason was a grind, and these guys – you know, they really put in a lot of time, and I think we've gotten better relative to what we could do. So I've always enjoyed working with the core group of players here that we've had year in and year out, and hopefully we can get back to where we need to be next year.
Well, I tell you one thing that was really, and obviously I'm heavily focused on NFL draft stuff, but I asked you at Senior Bowl about approach to the roster, and you talked about, you know, having, because it just appeared to be a little scattershot over time. A lot of pieces didn't seem to be a cohesive philosophy all the time, and that seemed to change a lot this year. You guys said you wanted to target speed. Boy, you weren't joking. I mean, just about every pick you guys made had some component of speed to it, and that starts with Justin Reed. This is a guy who ran, I want to say, a 4.41 at the combine, and he plays to that speed too. Can you talk about his ability, first of all, from what his speed will bring to the table for you guys eventually, and then
Can you see him? I thought he was kind of a combo safety who could play around the line if he needed to and certainly play on the in the back end. Does he have that ability to be a high or low safety, and what does that flexibility give you at some point in the future?
Justin, you know, coming in here after the draft has been impressive, you know, relative to what we've been able to do. You know, the pads haven't gone on yet, Lance, as you know, so
yeah.
The true test is when you put full pads on and you play real football. But to this point, like, relative to his athletic skill set, his speed, his size, his, you know, his hands, his instincts, he's, and really his intelligence, he's been able to do some different things for us. You know, he's played, you know, down in the box. He's played in the deep part of the field. He's played other positions. You know, once in a while in certain packages, you know, you may see him out there at corner. You know, then you see him on special teams, and he's doing different things for us on special teams. So, like I said, you know, hopefully that can carry over to training camp. With a guy like him, I would imagine that it would. You know, just watching how he works and how he prepares. You know, he's been an impressive guy in our building so far.
Bill O'Brien here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, what is the media question that you hate most, so I never ask it? Is it clock management? Is it game plan, play calling? Is it player injury?
It's got to be injury.
Is it player injury?
You know, I think the thing is, like, I don't even know how to answer this question. You guys are going to laugh when I say this, but I'm telling you, I really enjoy my interaction with the media. I really do. I realize that, especially the Houston media, the people that are there every day, you know, I know that they have a job to do. I know that this city is really, you know, aching for a championship team here. And so I realize that. And I think that's one thing that our staff realizes, and I know our players do. And we work very hard every day to fulfill that, you know, that hope of our city. And so when I deal with the media here, I really enjoy, like, if you look at a guy like, you know, like John McClain, who has such a history here in Houston, or, you know, obviously you, Lance, you know, like, with your knowledge of football, like, I enjoy dealing with people that really take a vested interest in football and really try to study the game and ask the questions that really are, you know, allowing the fans to learn the game. You know, the one thing about the injuries, you know, as a coach, I think any coach would tell you, you know, we're not doctors. So sometimes we're out in front and we're being asked these questions about injuries, and we're just, you know, first of all, it'll be on an injury report, and secondly, you know, the big thing is I don't really know the extent of an injury many times, you know, and so I just try to do the best job I can of, you know, keeping a competitive advantage in our building and not trying to spread the word about injuries all around the league.
I don't think you guys really care what I say, just like I don't really care what you say.
That's our favorite drop.
That's our we play that, Coach. That's our favorite of yours.
Okay, just like you, I don't care what you say. Just like, I don't care what I say. I got to tell you, I remember, Coach, when I was riding around with my dad when I was probably 9 or 10 and we were first listening to sports talk, and I got to listen to him, you know, and the things he liked or didn't like about sports talk, and I became acutely aware of how coaches, you better know what you're talking about.
Right.
If you have an opinion, at least research it and know what you're talking about, because if you're just shooting off at the mouth, there's nothing that coaches hate worse. And I guess it's because I have a brother who's a coach who listens to the show, but I've always been very aware that there are, I don't care, high school coaches, junior high coaches, whoever, who could be listening. So don't be a dumbass. That's kind of my whole, I like to try to think like that.
When I was growing up, Lance, I grew up, you know, in Massachusetts, and mm-hmm. you know, that was when, like, Will McDonough was writing the Sunday notes, the NFL notes in the Boston Globe. And I mean, those things were so well researched, you know, or Peter Gammons was writing the major league notes for the Boston Globe.
Yeah.
And there was strategy in there. There was personnel moves in there. I mean, they were so well researched, and I really respect the guys, you know, that and women that write like that and ask those type of questions, because they're putting the work in and they're asking great questions.
All right, I got a couple questions for you, Coach. How many Astros games will you go to this summer?
You know, I think I'm going Monday night. I tried to go when the Red Sox were in town, but I couldn't because we were still in OTAs, but I think the Astros, man, they are the hottest team in baseball. They're fun to watch, and I've gotten to know AJ a little bit. He's a great guy, and I wish them all the best.
World Cup soccer or U.S. Open golf?
U.S. Open golf. I apologize to all the soccer fans, but I love this
Will
weekend,
LeBron...
Father's Day, U.S. Open golf, great memories.
Yeah,
that's
kind of
true. Watching those things.
Will LeBron end up in Houston?
Man, that is one. I don't know if I want to touch that question, but I'll tell you, if they add LeBron to that roster, look out. Here come the Rockets.
Have you had a chance to talk to Jeff Van Gundy much? Because I know he's a season ticket holder, and he speaks. Every once in a while, I would get a text during the season like, what are we doing right now? Not this is probably about 3 or 4 years ago. It was something like, why is this guy doing this? Or what? Like, he is really into football, Van Gundy is.
You know, it's funny, Lance. He lives in my neighborhood, and I've met him once or twice. But I really, that's a reminder to me that I need to, get to know him a little bit better because he's a great guy.
He likes you.
He does a great job on those basketball telecasts of teaching the game to the fans, no doubt about it.
Well, he's the best.
So here's a story he told about Keyshawn Johnson. He said, he's close with Bill Parcells, and Parcells called him over. This is when he was in New York. He said, hey, Jeff, this guy right here, Keyshawn Johnson, he goes, he knows if you got you like eating? And he goes, yeah, I like eating. He goes, Keyshawn Johnson can tell you. Keyshawn, tell him the three best restaurants. Keyshawn told him, they're in New York. He goes, you like to wear nice clothes? He goes, obviously not. He goes, well, listen, if you want to step up to your clothes game, Keyshawn, tell him where to go. And Keyshawn got all excited and told him these clothiers he goes to. And he goes, hey, Jeff, do you like to win? He goes, yeah, winning is everything. He goes, well, don't ask Keyshawn because he didn't know anything about winning yet.
That's
Bill Parcells just setting Keyshawn Johnson up.
So, Bill O'Brien here. You get a little break here, Coach. You get a little vacation, your favorite kind of vacation, beach, or is it mountains?
It's got to be that going back to the East.
What's your favorite kind of vacation?
Portland, Maine.
First of all, I have about, I think, 3 weeks of Little League Baseball here left. So,
no vacation.
We got my son is on a team here, and, they're playing a tournament this weekend. And it never, as you guys know, Little League Baseball in Texas, I don't think it ever ends. So whenever that's over, which could be a long time, we'll probably head to the East Coast. I go to my family, my parents, my two older brothers live in Massachusetts, so we go up and visit that area.
That is neat. Well, that is good. Well, hey, man, we really appreciate you hanging with us. Great to have you on the show. We're not the station, so we don't get nearly as much access to you. So it's great to be able to talk to you, Coach.
No, you guys are great. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
There's
Coach.
Bill O'Brien right here on ESPN 97.5 live at Nick's Place, where he'd be watching U.S. Open and not soccer. Thank you. Good night. See, that's why.
I don't believe him. I
he's
think
a great
he'd be
coach.
All over Egypt and Uruguay. There he is.
Whatever.
There's Suarez right there.
Monaco or Morocco.
It's not
or
Monaco.
I'm
it's
pretty
not, there's
sure
not even an
I'm
MON
sure.
or an MOR. There's
I'm pretty
none
sure
of these teams
Monaco.
Even start with an M.
I'm pretty sure.
What you're talking
something.
About.
It's something.
Watch this. Here comes a goal, John. Right. Just keep watching. Bang. Well,
oh, my. Oh, he took one off the face. That's the best thing I've ever seen in soccer. All right? Dude just took one right off his face. All right, Lance, why don't you talk about something that's important to you?
Why don't I talk about my good friends over at Men's Tea? And Men's Tea has four locations in Houston, but I want to mention the Pasadena location for a second. It's a Fairmont and the Beltway, and they opened up less than a year ago, and the business has been brisk and been really good. One in three men suffer from lower testosterone, and others are close to that number, and they may be candidates here in the very near future. At Men's Tea Clinic, they don't spend a lot of time just wasting your time, I should say. They are basically, they get you in, they have you fill out your necessary paperwork, they test you, they have results within minutes, and then after that, they are able to let you know whether or not you are a candidate for what they offer, which is getting your testosterone level back to where it should be. When it is, you're going to see... increased energy is a big, big one. You think much more quickly. Your workouts are more impactful. I mean, everything that was going on when you were in your 20s and 30s, that's what you get back to. Get back to being the real you. There's no reason for you not to be at 100% health, and that's what Men's Tee Clinic allows you to do. Four locations in Houston, The Heights, Pasadena, Pearland, and Cypress. For more information, go to mensteeclinic.com.
Bling Bling was well known to flash money. At the liquor store after my Vic Authority. Quick to switch your pick up me a thick.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. Hope you enjoyed that. Good stuff, Bill O'Brien. Christina says, I didn't know he could be so nice. She loved the interview. She said that. That was awesome, she said. Thank you, Christina. And thank you all for listening. We appreciate you being here with us on ESPN 97.5. I am back now. And it was a fun week off. My daughter got married. We went on to the Lance came to it. Drove all the way 7 hours on Saturday, right?
Six and a half. It ended up being well. You know how it is, and when you head I-10 east,
forget about it.
What
on
happens
Saturday?
Is well, what happens is if there's it's like two lanes the whole way.
Yeah.
So if there's any accidents at all,
don't you get off
up.
Right away? Don't you use Waze?
Yeah, I do, but there's certain
you get
parts
off
of,
on the feeder, and you. You
know, no, we got there pretty fresh after an accident. Like we were probably within 5 minutes after the accident, so you couldn't really. Waze didn't tell us anything, and by the time you get into it, there was actually no exit. There was no way around. So that one sucked. That slowed us by about 40 minutes, and then another one going into the business district, New Orleans business district, that got jammed up, and there was no other way to get to my hotel. So. You know what? So here's what my time has been like. Me and my wife left on Saturday morning, you know, to go to New Orleans. So we drove there, had the wedding, came back, you know, 5.5 hour drive back. I had dinner reservations that had been Monday, but I had to move them to Sunday if I could at Nobu, you know, new restaurant that opened here. And yeah, so when we get home, we see the kids for about 2 hours.
Your wife was a little hungover?
She actually wasn't that hungover. We went and had breakfast the next morning. No, she actually was doing okay. She wasn't doing great the night before. Hmm. One Granato wedding and you're on the floor. What is this?
Well, really? Then it was a success.
Yeah.
In my mind. In my mind. So she and the grannies all passed out. I love that.
Yeah, only the grannies are just tired.
Well, and after fireballs.
Man, fireball. John made grandmas have fireball shots. He made them. Come up here, grannies. So they were doing fireball shots. So we get home like, hey, kids, how y'all doing? Good to see you again. We missed you. Yes. Okay, bye. Because we got to go to Nobu. So we go to dinner that night. Get home at about 11:30. I go do the show the next morning with my brother, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that's done, I go home for about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, and then I fly to San Jose.
Bye.
So
bye,
I don't
kids.
See him
Love
Monday
you.
Night. I don't see him Tuesday night. I don't see him Wednesday night. I get home yesterday at Thursday night at like 6:45. Well, I landed about 6:45. I drive out to my daughter's swim meet from there. And then I go
Did
home.
Did win?
Yeah, she finished second, third,
That's
second.
That's not winning. Okay.
No, she didn't win. She swims against a group older than her. She's pretty good. She's pretty competitive. But she's going against a year older. But she did okay. She had a good night.
Oh, good.
So we I got to the house, saw the kids for a while, like, hey, guys, how y'all doing? Listen, it's good to see you guys for about an hour, hour and a half here. Then we got to go to Chicago tomorrow, so we barely seen you. I'll be back for part of Father's Day. Don't worry, everything's going to be fine because I got another wedding going on now.
Hey, this is how your kids stay really happy with you.
Yeah.
When they don't see you.
They see me 2 hours at a time.
That's it, because you're really nice then.
Three times over 10 days.
While your wife is screaming at them, you're the nice guy.
That's exactly what it's been. This has been pretty crazy.
Time
for me trying to do a show, because you were off, so I'm doing a show from a Spring Hill Suites on an iPad. But what sucks is West Coast time, you know. So I'm waking up at 4-something in the morning West Coast time. And then going to bed,
when you're on the West Coast, I can't go to bed. You know, 8:30 would be 10:30. 9 o'clock is 11 o'clock Central Time.
No, right.
I can't go to bed at 9 o'clock, even,
I don't know.
Even when I'm in West
Coast. Dude, I got back with you last night after spending the week with Chad.
Yeah, but you were going hard the whole time.
Hard.
Yeah.
At 7:30, I said, okay, I think it's time for bed. My wife was like, it's 7:30. Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
Then we started watching Interstellar.
Time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But she partied like a rock star.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah. She went hard. She was great. It was unbelievable. It was a great week. Great week. So, back and for one day, but when Nick said, I'm doing the show, he's doing the show here at Nick's place, I said, I got to get back. That's it. I got to come back for my compadre and hear me my Italian gumbati. And here we are at Nick's place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. He's a bitch shungad. He came to Orange Beach.
I don't even
us.
Know what he's saying. He's talking in a different language.
He came. Nick
gumbaji
and Cindy
shungad. The old country is coming out.
He just flew back yesterday. We drove back yesterday from Orange Beach. I'm one of the poorest. I drove.
Right.
So Nick flew back from Orange Beach, and here we are back together again.
So Orange Beach about 8.5 hours?
With Lake Charles traffic, it was, you know, that made it horrific.
Yeah.
But it was, no, it's usually about 7.5 to 8 hours.
And actually, I went to Mobile, and when we went to Orange, I didn't know, that's a pretty cool little place. Yeah. Beach area, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I don't think a lot of people know about it at all.
Especially
you guys ought to go
stay
crash.
At the turquoise place. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So we're all back together, and here we go. Let's catch up on breaks here on ESPN 97.5. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Any of your comments about Bill O'Brien or anything else, you're more than welcome at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein on Twitter, at DelV2, who I heard, someone told me on Twitter that Del at least three times said how much he missed me.
He did.
He said it
a lot. Well, like, I lost count of how
that
many
guy
times.
Needs to clean the wax out of his ears, because that's not what I said.
I made mention
that you weren't there and how much I enjoyed it. So I don't know what that other guy heard. It was a very we want to talk about weeks. Weeks
how
that
much
we had.
You enjoyed missing me, and then when I came back, you would be ecstatic.
In a couple weeks when I'm gone, Dell's about to miss me.
No, that's not the case. Probably not. I mean, this was an enjoyable week. I mean, no John. Lance was out of the building for the third. How many days has it been? 3-4 days now? It's been awesome. Yeah.
And we're out today, so
yeah, it's been great.
Like, I haven't seen
the best week of your career.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I haven't seen either one of us for 4 days.
All right.
Yeah.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Time for the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those names is yours, you try to be the first caller, and you can win a prize. Today's prize is a $50 gift certificate to Prime Social Poker Club, where you can take your game to the next level in a comfortable, upscale setting with full-service restaurant and bar. It's the best poker in town. We're practically there every week, just not this week. And you know what? Today, we're going to give it away on this show. If your name is Hunter, or Timothy/Tim, be the first caller to the show. And you win the $50 gift card or certificate, to Prime Social. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Hunter/Tim/Timothy. You win a $50 gift certificate to Prime Social Poker Club. Now back to John and Lance out at Nick's.
All right, welcome back here. Nick's place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. Nick is open. Okay, today, tomorrow, and Sunday at 7 a.m. Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 a.m. So come on out here and watch your soccer, or you can watch a good event like the U.S. Open. Did you watch any U.S. Open yesterday?
No, I did not. I was mostly traveling yesterday.
So was I. I got the perfect setup. Fox Sports Go.
Yeah.
Right on your dash as you're driving.
Yeah, I've seen entire.
I didn't miss a shot.
Oh, well, to me, people will look at you and say, "What are you doing?" That drive is simple.
Yeah, I've done it.
Try driving
I've been doing
from Kansas to Denver.
There's nothing and nobody. I could binge watch an entire docuseries if I wanted. Yeah. Like Ozark, not a problem. 1 through 8.
Yeah.
Just watching all. And like you said, the key is making sure it's in the sight line.
Right.
So you can, your eyes can go like this.
But that is the neighborhood of the Ozarks. Yeah. So you, and did you stop in any motels there?
What's the neighborhood of the Ozarks?
Right, to Kansas and the Missouri, all that stuff. It's up there.
Nah, no warehouse driving has nothing to do with the Ozarks.
So did it put the kibosh on you stopping in a motel up there?
No.
You're not scared of motels up in the Midwest now?
No. It was a movie.
It's kind of true.
It's fictional.
I'm not sure.
It was one scene, and I've noticed it is Dell. You know what I've noticed about that scene? It's scarred John. Since I came back, references to Tyler is constantly like, you always have a side eye to Tyler.
The first thing that I think of when I see him.
Yeah,
is the motel in the Ozarks.
So the actor Mark Manchaca is friends with Eric Layden, and I said, "Is he a football fan? Is he a sports fan?" He goes, "Nah, not really, but he may be in our fantasy football league. I mean, he'll be easy money." I said, "How much?" And when you see him without the beard, it's jarring. You don't recognize, like, whoa, the beard can really make you look, you know, pretty haggard. No offense, Tyler. But it can really make you look like, you know, you're beaten down and you're really, you know, you're really worn down as a person. But not on you, Tyler. It looks great on you. But, so he said, oh, yeah. I said, did he wear that? Did he have a beard normally? He said, nah, he just wore it for the – and he realized as soon as he had that thing going for about a full month, he realized, yeah, I don't ever want to have it. It's too much upkeep. And you have to get through, I guess, the super itchy – phase. Whenever I've been lazy, or one time I was going to grow a spike beard because my wife said, if you grow that, you know what's never going to happen for you again. I said, well, let's test it. So I started growing it, and she was right. So I
she had to shave it.
Yeah, but right. It does get a little itchy at some point. You're like, yeah, this isn't worth it.
Yeah.
I've never seen you with any facial hair.
No.
Like zero time.
Zero.
What do you shave every single day?
Every day.
For what?
Every day. It's too patchy. It's terrible.
It's like
I'm not a hairy. Like Nick, we were on the beach, and Nick's like, "What do you wax your back?" And I go, "No, Uncle Harry, Uncle Shave Your Back. I don't wax my back."
Italian and Greek.
Yeah,
you're the outlier.
And I know I am.
You're the outlier. Goes, that's a huge upset.
He goes, "You
Italian and Greek."
And she said,
"With
no.
the smooth back."
My wife told him, "No, he doesn't shave his back."
No one's believing you.
All right, since I've been gone, Jose Altuve leads. Is this surprising to any of you that Altuve leads in All-Star voting, but no other Astro? Correa's in fourth.
Actually, that was surprising to see Correa in fourth. Yeah.
Well, but I think it's probably pretty appropriate.
Bregman was third, I think.
Gattis is fourth or fifth, and he should be moving up.
That's surprising Gattis is that high.
Actually. That high, but now, I mean, now, let's not forget, this is a 10-game road trip. The Astros haven't been home for a while.
Right.
The All-Star voting at home, certainly you get more votes when you're at home. McCann was a little higher than I thought. I think he was third catcher. But it was surprising to me. Now, they'll get three starters.
You think?
Yeah. I think Morton will be an All-Star. I think for sure Verlander.
Charlie has he was bad in his last outing. It'll be interesting. The pitchers are starting to. I joked about it earlier, but they are starting to regress to the mean a little bit.
A little bit. Well, I mean, there are great. If Altuve,
I don't see Keuchel getting chosen. I don't see Keuchel.
I think he's borderline.
Yeah.
But I think you're probably right. I think he's going to be just
if they're taking.
He'll be in a stink hole.
If there is one 3-win guy, they're taking him. Because of the bad luck.
Right, because he's had a lot of bad. Well, he did get the win despite giving up a 5-spot last game. You know how they don't score any runs for him when he loses?
Yeah.
And they scored a bunch for him, and he still won, which was nice.
Yeah.
Well, the team still won anyway. But, you know, that was a little surprising to me.
Wait, no. Are you talking about his 4 1/3 game where he gave up 13 hits? Oh, you weren't here for that.
Yeah.
Where he said 11 of those should have been out.
Hmm.
11 of your 13 hits should have been out? I wouldn't say that out loud.
No, what now?
I just think that. I wouldn't actually say out loud, at least 11 of those 13 hits should have been out. It's like,
Yeah, probably shouldn't have said. Harris got the win.
Yeah,
but
yeah, he only went 4 1/3. He didn't qualify for the win.
Right. Dallas. Yeah, I didn't say. I didn't,
Dallas
yeah,
is like, I feel
won,
good. I feel like I'm killing it right now.
Yeah,
like,
the game. He only gave 5 earned runs and 4 1/3. So you know what? He was right. He's actually that's a bit of an improvement. Mm-hmm. So happy with that.
Well, he had a 6-0 lead.
Yeah,
and lost.
And lost that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was unfortunate. But you know the team now. And again, I really am. My head is going to explode.
Don't do it. Don't go to your boy.
I just don't get it. I don't know what's going on there. I really don't get it. 59 strikeouts and 122 at bats.
Who in the world could you be talking about?
Do you see? You see what Soto is doing? Do you see what Torres is doing? I haven't seen Acuna in a while. I don't know what. I'm not sure what he's doing. But I see these young guys coming up and making a huge difference. I saw it last year with Cody Bellinger. And I'm seeing – you see it all the time. And the Astros are so hesitant. They're so –
But why do you care now when you know – you saw it happen last year. There's a flow. And as long as you catch it at the right time, like they could easily bring up Tucker at a time that, you know, provided he's – he's hitting, and he's hitting well. I don't know. Niall, how's he hitting right now? Niall will know his exact numbers. Is Tucker hitting well right now? He's in Round Rock, I guess, this weekend.
No, Niall doesn't know. Niall's going to look at his phone.
Wow.
Niall,
wow. I guess he's
you're
not
embarrassing
hot.
Yourself, Niall. This is the only thing you know, and you don't even know that.
All we talk to you about is minor league baseball, and if you don't know that.
Hey, be prepared before you come on the show.
So I would say, but they could bring him up at any time. I mean, this really is just age. It's to the point now where I just won't understand anything other than defensive replacement for Mariznick. But I'm not going to let him Dave Clark me into submission. They're winning games right now. We talk about the bullpen, and Giles has been. But really, it's Will Harris is the struggler. Giles, you never know what you're going to get. Poor Rondon. Devo is still pitching well. And Rondon is pitching well. I mean, there's some interesting arms in the bullpen.
No.
Right now.
Rondon
we know what
Devo is. Closer. If they've got to have a guy, AJ's going to Rondon.
But it's interesting that he's just kind of very quietly rolled into that mode.
It didn't surprise me. I called that a while
quality
ago.
Arm.
Yeah, I mean that to me with the way how hard he throws and the way Giles's head where he punches us up in the face. I think it was inevitable that Rondon was going to be that guy.
We get his shot at least, yeah.
All right, 713-780-3776, live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. If you'd like to get in here, come hang with us.
Let me tell you about my good friends over at Bill Advisor. And why wouldn't they be my good friends when Bill Advisor saved me over $2,000 in year one, over $1,400 in year two? And guess what? Bill Advisor can do the same thing for you. Just go to BillAdvisor.com and read up on it. Or, more importantly, why don't you text MONEY to 232323? And let me tell you why. MONEY to 232323. You have a chance to go take advantage of great prices on your homeowner's insurance. And I had no idea because I'd been with my same homeowner's insurance. And they'll tell you, well, if you do home and auto, you get this discount. And maybe you do. But then when I priced them against Bill Advisor, what I found was Bill Advisor, they were able to get me homeowner's insurance for $700 less for the year and with $100,000 more coverage on the home because my home had the same coverage level from when I bought it, which was over a decade, which is like 11, 12 years ago. So I had to up that, especially after the hurricane. I took a look at it, and, you know, it's amazing what they're able to do for you in just one text message. They text back, and within minutes you will have a homeowner's quote, and you can find out if they're going to save you. Just type GO to 2323. I'm sorry, MONEY. Let's do MONEY. MONEY to 232323 and find out what your homeowners and car insurance will be by texting BillAdvisor.com.
Stop.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.